This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 7th. God so loved the world. Our reading comes from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. The story of salvation starts with God's people making a huge error. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God and brought sin into the world. If you and I were in God's position, would we have felt like restoring Adam and Eve? We might have wanted to start over with someone else. Maybe we'd even make an entirely different world and fill it with something other than human beings. But God chose not to abandon his creation. Even though we humans don't deserve it, God stays in relationship with us. He clothes us, he guides us, and he promises that Satan will be defeated. Throughout the Old Testament, we find that God's people fell into sin and dysfunction again and again. But God remained faithful. He stayed with his people and promised that one day a Savior would come, break the cycle, and free people from the curse of sin. The book of John was written to help people understand that Jesus is the Savior, Messiah. God loved us so much that he sent Jesus from heaven to become one of us in order to pay for our sin and restore our relationship with God. In Christ, we see that God's love for us truly is unconditional. It doesn't depend on our doing enough to please him. Instead, salvation is freely given as an undeserved gift. Pray with me. Father, in spite of my sin and wrongdoing, help me to believe that you love me and that through Jesus, you give me eternal life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.